So if you are with me still and ready, let's begin by praying what I call the Lordship Prayer, which makes him your Lord as well as your Saviour. I'll say it fairly slowly so that you can go along and agree with each sentence. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge my need of you and I accept you as my Saviour, my Deliverer and my Lord. I invite you now to be the Lord, the authority and to be in control of and the final decision maker in the whole of my life. Lord of my human spirit and all my spiritual awareness and worship. Lord of my mind, my attitudes, my thinking, my beliefs and my imagination. Lord of my emotions and my expression of my feelings, anger, grief, joy, etc. Lord of my will and all my decisions. Lord of my body, my physical health, my exercise, my diet, my rest and my appearance. Lord of my sexuality and its expression. Lord of my family and all my relationships. Lord of my secular work and my Christian service. Lord of my material goods and my perceived needs. Lord of my finances. Lord of my plans, my ambitions and my future. Lord of the manner and timing of my death. Thank you that your blood was shed that I might be free from the consequences of sin and that my name is written in the book of life. Amen. If you prayed that with me, congratulations. You have just taken your first step towards freedom, becoming a disciple and escaping from the trap of self-centeredness. If you weren't quite quick enough to take it in and pray it and you want a copy, write to me at beryl.r.moore@gmail.com. Join me again tomorrow, eh?